Labor Day 2013, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we're working hard on this Labor Day weekend. And friend, today we're going to be focusing on the promises of God. And I'll tell you what, the Word of God is so encouraging because it is filled chapter after chapter with the promises of God. And friend, that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So I hope you can join me as we focus on the promises of God right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you this weekend. So how's your day coming along? How's the weekend coming along? In fact, yesterday my wife and I and just had a chance to go do some shopping throughout the day. It was a good day for that. It was just a day just to kind of decompress. We didn't work too hard, but we just enjoyed a nice day of shopping. Plus, my wife always enjoys spending money anyway, so... But no, it was a good time. So today, friend, we are focusing here on this Labor Day weekend on the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." I love that. God always leads us to triumph or victory. But can we always count on this amazing word to be true? I often talk with people who are waiting or hoping for a victory of some type or some kind in their lives. Many seem to be wondering, where is this always victory in my life? Well, friend, think about it. Wouldn't it be impossible to gain victory over a thing if we already experience victory each and every moment? But the fact is that in order to gain any victory, you must find yourself in a situation that is questionable, stressful, and may even appear hopeless for a time. The promise is not that we will walk in constant state of victoriousness, but rather that in every situation, God will lead us in triumph. Victory is a promise of God, but never forget that it requires a little battle, sometimes a long one. True faith will stand on this promise in the face of every trial, challenge, or opposition, remembering that the greatest purpose of every victory is for manifesting the fragrance of our knowledge of Him in every place.
Afford. I
your family a blessed Labor Day weekend. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Labor Day weekend. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And friend, today we are focusing on the promises of God. Psalm 30 verse 11 says, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." That's what I'm talking about. Friend, that's probably one of my favorite promises of the Bible, that God turns mourning into dancing. He takes away the anguish of being clothed in sadness and replaces it with gladness. But notice what God doesn't do. He simply doesn't stop your mourning and make it disappear. No, he transforms it into joy. He turns your sorrow into gladness. He takes your failure and creates success. We serve an awesome and mighty God who says all things work together for good to them that love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. Our sorrows, disappointments, and tragedies and failures are very real, by the way. But they are also raw material for a divine transformation that our Lord will accomplish in his time for his glory. and we will dance. Did you hear that? We will dance. God will do it. Our part is to simply wait, believe, and cling tightly to this wonderful promise.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing blood.
You.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I hope and pray that your weekend, yeah, your three-day weekend, yeah, we got one of those. I love those. That three-day weekend, I hope this Labor Day weekend you're feeling blessed. Hopefully you're having some family time as well. And that's what we're doing this weekend in the Kroll household. We've been having some family time and enjoying our time off, which is always nice. Amen. Hey, today, friend, we are talking about and focusing on the promises of God. See, when the prophet Jonah entered Nineveh, he gave a message of hopelessness. Basically, he said, in 40 days, your city will be destroyed. He did not say Nineveh will be destroyed unless, but no, he prophesied destruction to the people of the city, seeming to say their situation was hopeless. And yet, hearing this message, Nineveh repented, and because of the repentance was genuine, God spared the city for a season, and many lives were saved. And Jonah's prophecy of judgment was averted, and Nineveh's destiny was changed by their response to the deep conviction of a message of doom. And that's how it is with God, friend. He is so compassionate, so longing to forgive and restore people to himself, that he seems to change his mind, quote unquote, showing how his mercy triumphs over judgment. Friend, is there a prophecy of doom over your life? Are your sins piled so high that God's judgment seems so irrevocable and imminent? Don't despair. Repent. That's right, repent. With our compassionate God, there is hope. Even when it seems all is lost, you may have wandered very far from him. But if Nineveh, a pagan city hardened and ripe for judgment and hopelessly headed towards destruction, could be saved, shouldn't you also have hope if you turn back to the Lord? Friend, don't give up. With Jesus, there is always hope. And that is one promise that you can hold on to.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
Yes, that's right. Nothing compares, absolutely nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Amen and amen. That is Shout to the Lord right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and oh yes, it's that time where we have to say goodbye. But friend, thank you so much for just letting me tag along with you, being part of your weekend. Regardless if you have the day off or not tomorrow, I pray that you make it a blessed one. And no matter what you're doing, just remember to hold on to the promises of God. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.